fireworks, empty movie theaters, and the Yeez is running for president. No, that's not the description of a fever dream I had. That's what happened this weekend. We'll talk about all that and more with a very special guest, Anastasia Washington, and of course, the Finger Guns crew on this week's episode of Finger Guns Comedy.
Finger Guns Comedy.
I do want to cut to a story. Steve Sotelo is doing a very nice interest piece on somebody that is campaigning for a very public figure. If you haven't read the news, and we'll talk about this more with Anastasia Washington later and the rest of the crew, the Yeez, Kanye West himself, is running for president. But Steve Sotelo, he brought in the fire this week. He brought us a very special interest piece on somebody working for the Kanye West campaign. Here we go.
I was in the middle of watching Hamilton with my family, and then I got the tweet, and I was like, I gotta get to starting the campaign for my boy. 2 days after announcing plans to run, Kanye West already has his first campaigner in Chasen Reeves.
Hello.
What's up? Do you have a moment to hear from about my candidate?
Canada for what?
Fucking the president.
What?
Kanye West.
While a bit brash, Chasen does have high hopes for a change in administration. Basically, it's like it's 2020, and if we're not revolutionizing the way that we, you know, elect the president, then what the F are we doing?
Hello?
Yeah.
And who's his running mate?
I'm a fucking Jay-Z.
Jay-Z? Doesn't he sing too?
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to be doing?
They're going to be changing the whole game.
Like, what's their stance on the police?
Get them better outfits.
Chasen is forced to spew nonsense, as we also do not know what Kanye's platform is going to be.
Does it take a special person to decide, hey, I'm going to do what's right and I'm going to vote for a rapper for president? No, but I'm also not racist.
What about the kids? Is he going to help them get them out of the cages?
Yeah, he's going to get them out of the cages and into music studios.
It should go without saying that Kanye West should not be considered an actual candidate.
COVID started because of Trump, and if Kanye was president, that wouldn't have happened.
And statements like these are dangerous to the impressionable youths that could possibly hear it.
Do I want to vote for Trump? No. Do I want to vote for Biden? He's old as shit. Kanye's only 43.
What do we need to do?
Fucking take this pamphlet and then vote for it.
Here's hoping come election day, nobody votes for Kanye West. For Finger Guns Comedy, I'm Steve Sotelo.
Ah... You know what? I respect what he's doing, but I goddamn do I hate it. All right, well, this is Finger Guns Comedy. I'm going to bring in the rest of the crew. I was getting thumbs down the whole way through of my monologue there. But of course, I'm going to introduce she's high flying, she's electrifying, Amelia Gonzalez. Howdy, howdy, howdy. How are you doing, Amelia?
I'm doing good. That was an interesting monologue, Adam. And the amount of time you spent talking about your junk, I mean, you had to just fit it in there, didn't you?
Steve Sotelo, I got private messages of thumbs down while I was doing the jokes. Didn't distract me at all, because of course I got the love of my so many great friends. Speaking of great friends, I got Denzel Ward with me today. How's it going? You're muted still, buddy. What you got?
There we go. How's it going, everybody?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I gotta say I'm doing well. Yeah. No complaints over here.
Subdued now that you're just more than a five-time guest. It's an old horse now.
At some point you just gotta realize, hey, like, I'm fucking dope. And you just got to walk in that, you know, trying to channel my Pharrell vibes because he just knows he's cool and he doesn't like do anything to be cool. So I'm trying to be like him.
I mean, I think you're really cool already, man. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. That makes me feel good inside.
Just a generally cool dude, of course, always joined by the lovable. You love him some more, and you love him. It's Edward J. Rosales, aka Adam Macias. What's up, buddy? Love it. How you doing, buddy?
Angry.
Why are you angry, dude?
I'm pissed off, dog.
Why are you pissed off?
I'm pissed off. I'm very pissed off. Just a lot of shit. A lot of personal shit. A lot of this country shit. I'm pissed off. I'm angry, dude. I'm fed. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up to the point of which I can no longer be fed anymore. I'm so full. I'm full of what? I'm full of it, dude. I'm low on happiness. I'm high off drugs. And my bank account and depression are just as high, dude. I'm here. I'm in it to win it. I'm number one. I'm glam. I'm living my glam life. Good luck, ass man. Shout out to Billy Gunn. I'm shaped like a pear, but I taste like a Popeye chicken sandwich. Hold the pickles. Hold me tightly. Don't drop me, please, because I'm tender and I break easily like a Vaz water bottle. And much like the water inside that water bottle, I'm essential, but no one consumes me enough.
Okay. God damn. I'm like that shit.
I'm fucking heated, bro. I'm fucking heated.
What's going on, buddy? Can I introduce our guest here and then we can all talk about the heatness?
No, we can't talk about the heatness, but we can't introduce a guest. I have nothing against a guest.
Okay, good. Good. Well, speaking of heatness, she brings the heat. She's an actor, writer, comedian. She's playing in the Burbank Virtual Comedy Festival. What? Let's talk about that. It's Anastasia Washington. How are you doing, Anastasia?
I'm okay. I'm alive.
Now it's your turn to do a sweet Def Jam like poetry.
I know. I was like, how am I going to follow that? But I was glad that he was like, I have nothing against her. And I was like, thank God.
You know, we're both wearing red. We're both wearing red. I have nothing against you.
That's right. Bloods for life. Just kidding. I don't know what side I'd be on.
Anastasia, thank you so much for that podcast today.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Clip that. Clip that and put that on the fucking website, babe.
Weird. We just
clip that out.
I'm already in trouble.
I love it. I love it so much. A quick question for you, Anastasia. So, what are you drinking right now?
I am drinking White Claw Black Cherry and also two LaCroix.
That's awesome.
That's gangster.
Yeah. Thanks. It's a lot of seltzer. It's like seltzer on seltzer on seltzer.
There's a lot of seltzer happening. Right there.
My white side is really winning today. I don't know what's happening. I'll have a strong talk later with myself. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, LaCroix are just so damn good. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Well, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we talked earlier. We're all talking about Kanye West. We're all talking about that Netflix show, Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
And there's just so much happening in the world right now. Which have y'all watched Unsolved Mysteries yet or no?
No.
Yes.
Oh. No, I think. I mean, to be honest, I think mystery podcasts and like TV shows are like overrated. I think they became like, I know we did like hot takes and we did like Hot Cheetos was the new bacon. Like, I think like murder mystery podcasts and TV shows are the new Hot Cheetos, which are the new bacon on everything.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like adding more to it. You know, they've always been around though, and they've always been insanely popular.
It's true.
I don't know. I feel like all of us, actually, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just heated. My brain, I'm like seeing red.
That's how I was when I was watching Unsolved Mysteries.
Really?
Are you seeing red because our background is red and our guest shirt is red? Is that what you're seeing red about?
No. To be honest, I've barely looked at the computer screen. I'm just like, I'm like vibing right now.
You're vibing?
I'm vibing, yeah.
And like anger and depression is what I'm getting.
Yeah. I'm here. But you know what? I'm open with it, you know? I'm like a coloring book that needs to be filled in. I'm open and I'm ready to be filled in.
Oh man. Well, let's actually, speaking of filled in, why don't we talk about some stuff that's been going on in the news and get filled in on that. The big story that's kind of currently happening in America or over the weekend was a gigantic tweet, if you will, was Kanye West he announced his candidacy for presidency. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about this?
Oh, Kanye. Kanye.
This is like easy pickings. Like, first of all, Kanye, focus on dropping an album on time. Like, when you say you're gonna, because you say you're gonna run for president, but you're gonna run in like 2021, 2022, when it's way past overdue, when you can't run anymore.
Well, let him do that. Just let him not make the deadline. Like, that'll be fine.
2022 would be like a Senate race. So, like, would you say he's like gonna be like?
Like, no, the joke there, Adam, was that he always says he's going to deliver an album, but then it's always delayed and he never does it on time. So he's saying he's going to run for president, but he's going to delay himself and he's going to try to run for president in like 2022.
Right.
Even though that's impossible because he can't.
Yeah.
The joke is that he delays his albums. He's going to delay his presidency. It's a 1A, 1B bet.
1A, 1A, 1B. I'm not sure why I know what that means, but... I will say, I do think, speaking of album, I think this is just his album, right? Like, this is, he's just announcing his album, right? Like, this isn't, does anybody actually think he's going to run for president?
I mean, I didn't think Donald Trump was actually going to run for president. And look at what that led us to. So,
to be fair, I do know, as far as reading any of the subjects right now, that he is not on any ballot. It's actually too late for him to submit to most ballots, or like maybe like 13 states to be on the ballot for presidential runs. So I don't know. What do you got? Honestly, Amelia, what do you think?
I truly, honestly don't have an opinion on this. I just know that I don't know too much about it to even have an opinion. Like, I feel like I shouldn't qualify to have an opinion on this, because I just don't believe that it's happening. I refuse to believe this reality. I mean,
you believe that he tweeted it though, right?
I believe that he tweeted it. Yeah, I saw it. I just, like, in my mind, I'm trying to process how this is going to go. Because to me, I think I believe he also missed deadlines too. I also think it's kind of too late to announce a presidency. Like, I mean,
technically be a write-in candidate.
This is exactly what we went through with Harambe. So,
what? What do you mean?
So, during the time of...
Tread carefully.
I don't accept that reality.
No, but I don't. Like, literally, what do you mean?
I want to know what you mean.
The idea of someone, like, writing in a candidate to divide the votes.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So, like, when we were electing our president back in, I think it was 2016?
Yeah.
The whole situation with Harambe just happened. And some person decided that they wanted to start a movement, I guess, to advocate for animal cruelty. I'm sure the platform of it was pure intentions. But there was actually a certain amount of people that voted a write-in for the president candidate, Harambe. Do we not remember this happen?
I just wanted to know how you were going to connect that, because those were some dangerous waters you were in.
But it doesn't even matter what people write in, because popular vote is not what determines any of this, because of the system of voting and its discriminatory properties. Anyway,
Like Steve just commented, it's electoral college. So, like, essentially, like, there is a conspiracy theory that, of course, all of this is just to deter voters from voting for Biden, and that will help President Trump win. I mean, unless he comes up. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about this whole situation?
I just think it's, I hope it's a joke, but I also think that this is a dangerous joke right now, because we really need, we've been needing change, but we really need some change right now. And, you know, for years I was like, Kanye, stop, you know, you got a brain injury. You need to just chill.
He's got a brain injury?
Yeah, he was in a huge car accident before he became famous, and then like he's got trauma.
Oh, that's why he's got the jaw.
If you ever see pictures of him when he came out of that accident, it's insanity. And so I always think, I felt for him for so many years, because I was like, don't listen to him. He's got problems. He can't help it. But now I'm just like, your problems are becoming super dangerous for me, and I need you to
I mean, if anybody hasn't been following Kanye West at all, he kind of embraced this craziness. I don't even want to say there seemed to have been some chemical change in him, to where he, you know, was going on rants on TMZ. I'm not sure. Have y'all seen this video, right? Where he was in the background just saying stuff, and they're live on air. You know, obviously meeting with, you know, wearing the MAGA hat, which is just
Are you talking about the slavery one that he was talking about?
Slavery,
slavery was...
he was saying that we chose slavery and that we enslaved ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Denzel, what do you think about this?
Okay, I don't know. The guy, me and my relationship with Kanye kind of starts and stops with what does the music sound like? Only because this is a habit for him. Whenever he has something to sell, he comes out and says something crazy, or that's going to get a lot of attention. So he's got an album that's supposed to come out. It was this big thing because he was working with Dr. Dre. So it's supposed to be this album that Kanye West and Dr. Dre are making. So I don't really, I haven't even put much thought into it. Much like I'm like, I don't believe it because it's Kanye. I don't excuse any of his antics because he has some sort of mental disorder or he's bipolar.
It's sympathetic, though, right?
It is. But at some point it's like, you're just doing this to get attention towards whatever it is you're going to sell. You did the same thing with your clothes. It's kind of normal.
What did he do for his clothes?
It's just around the time, every time he kind of has a drop, he does something crazy. Everything that he does has to have a spectacle behind it. I don't know how familiar you guys are with 50 Cent. This is the same kind of a similar example, but he does something differently. Whenever 50 Cent has something that's about to come out, somehow he stirs something up by saying something. It's a joke, or he'll do whatever. Kanye does the same. It's just his antics are so much louder because he's Kanye West.
Right.
So he always makes these crazy, slavery was a choice, and people, especially in the Black community, like to make excuses for him. He hasn't been right since his mom died. He's got head trauma. He's bipolar. At some point, dude is really just hyping off the fact, he's capitalizing off the fact that that capitalism exists. He's going to get a bunch of people to pay attention to him, and he's going to drop an album. It's going to sell, and people are going to say it's great. And that's just how it's going to go. So I don't really put much attention into the things he does. Because it's not the first time he said he was going to run for president in 2020. And the last time he said it was around when he was dropping The Life of Pablo.
Right.
If I remember correctly. It's like, you just say things. You just open your big mouth and you say things. And
I mean,
I'm tired of him.
what do you think? There's something that to be said about he's never going to change his it's all going to be a long joke. Okay. Actually, let's talk about this. Elon Musk endorsed him, quote unquote, or what did he do? He said, I'll follow you for it or something like that. I mean, I'll look that up real quick, but did you, I don't know.
I saw something like that. I saw Elon Musk. I'm like, this is,
That's just
two problematic
males.
The interesting thing is I do want to take it somewhat serious because, I already mentioned before, us not taking Trump serious, aside from all the other hokey shit that went on in that race, is how he ended up being where he is now. So it's like, I take it serious, but with Kanye West, it's just like so much of it is a joke. I don't particularly see too many people arguing like, oh, are we going to support him? It's like, if that's really a question, we've learned nothing from Donald Trump. Because, like, out of anybody, if there's anybody that's probably more abrasive and has always been, Kanye has been this way for years. Like, yeah. there are some people that say that they didn't know this side of Donald Trump until he started running. So it's like, and that's probably bullshit, so, right? And that's probably...
You talk about the Central Park Five.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, idiot? Yeah. That was years ago. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So it's just, I mean,
he's always been this way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you pay attention to him, he always has been. But if I'm going to give, like, if I'm going to give someone the benefit of the doubt and saying, okay, you didn't know that person. You didn't know he was like that. We know that Kanye West is out of his fucking mind.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, like, even it, like, all of this is incredibly problematic.
Yeah.
And we really shouldn't be, like, taking, like, it is, I mean, should we buy his album? Like, you know, like, what do we do?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing, though. That's why the idea behind, like,
at the end of this, we're going to hate him, but we love his music, though, right?
Well, I mean, I hated Jesus is King. I wasn't rocking with Jesus is King or the one with. But I mean, it's. But here's the thing. Here's the end.
Okay. Yeah. But pitch. Let me. If this next album is like Stone Cold, like Kanye West to the top of his American voice of a generationness, would you get the album?
I mean, I have Spotify, so streaming it, I listen to music just to see. You
still
give him
money. That's still giving him money.
Yeah, it is, but it's like I'm giving everyone. So I'm still going to listen to his album, of course, but I'm going to be like, do I like it? Okay, cool. But that's where I have him. That's always like, I don't really have like celebrities that I idolize and really give. As long as you're not like a nasty fuck, if you do dumb shit, I'm probably still going to be like, oh, I'll listen to your album. Because here's my thinking. I'm one person, and at least there's five of us in here. We're five people. People are still going to listen to his album. The same people that made his clothing line as lucrative as it is, even though it looks like homeless couture. It's still going to get listened to. So, I mean, you can take the stand and be like, I'm not going to listen to it. But I think at some point, people kind of have to dismiss the idea or the delusion that you not supporting something, like you're one person. And when you're as big as he is, there could be 100,000 people that don't support it.
Right.
There's still going to be 2 million that do. So, I mean, I'm not saying that sounds defeatist, but it's like, I'm going to listen to it, but I still think you're a jackass. But I thought that for years, and I've been listening to your music. So, I mean, at this point, you're right at like on par for what I think you are. Yeah. You're a jackass that happens to make cool music from time to time. What do you want me to say?
And there's so many like that, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of them are all asshats and idiots, and it's like, excuse it to us. As long as you're not, like, again, as long as you're not some sick, nasty fuck, we're gonna be like, you know what? I know you said some dumb shit, but, like, listen, Jesus Walks slaps. You know what I mean? It's a great song. Through the Wire, pretty good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. It's kind of like R. Kelly, right? Like, I have to listen to Remix to Ignition. At least once a year. Okay, listen. More. I was trying to make myself sound like a little bit less douchey.
This is a really great point. This is a really, really, really great point. Like, at what point, like, this is problematic as hell. At what point do we stop, like, endorsing these people with, like, our fandom? You know, like, Michael Jackson, his music is amazing. Yeah. But some people after the documentary came out aren't listening to the music regardless of the how great it is, and regardless even if it was written way before his time, just the idea of having him. Yeah. And they're making that choice to
That one's so hard for me.
Absolutely. But I think all of it's hard though, right? Like how do we decide not to listen to Louis C.K.? How do we, you know, we don't watch any Miramax films because of who produced it, right? Like, do we do this for Kanye just because he's like playing a joke, like, or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying. Like, in my mind, there is some sort of similarity there.
Well, it's very personal for me. Like, so, like Michael Jackson, I can't not listen to him for multiple reasons because he's basically my whole freaking childhood, right? Like he, and I worked with him when I was a kid. I did an album with him. So if I already worked for him, I feel like I'm the biggest jackass anyway. Like I don't even know what to do about that situation. Like me and my mom watched the documentary together and she goes, "Are you okay? Did I do wrong?" And I was like, "I don't know. Maybe you did. I have no clue." Like, I mean, everyone kind of knew some stuff about him. And then there's just like, I don't know.
Right.
It's like all these things. But I personally take a stand on certain people. So I don't know. Maybe that makes me an idiot. Like, I don't want to watch a Woody Allen movie, but I don't also feel like I'm missing that much. I don't care.
That is a big part, though. It's like some people, though, you know, when there's someone, it just comes down to like a personal decision. Like me personally, for sure, it was right there. Like R. Kelly, Remix to Ignition, that was my shit.
It's the greatest song.
But it's like, it all just comes down to like a personal thing. Like, I don't judge people who are like, no, I can still listen to R. Kelly. Like, I get it, because if you separate it, the music does slap. It just becomes a thing of like, okay, how old is this ignition you're sticking your key in? Like, that's where my brain goes. You know what I mean? So because of that, for me personally, it's ruined the music. But yeah. I understand how someone could say, oh, you know, I don't think that way. Like, okay, then enjoy it. I'm not about, like, the witch hunt behind the people who are going to still listen to the music. Because the funny thing about R. Kelly is when people say that, you're putting money in R. Kelly's pocket. Like, if you know anything about R. Kelly's deals and his music contract, he makes nothing off of his music. When it's played places, like, he doesn't make anything. It goes straight to his label. So it's like, okay, now are we going to not support the label? Okay, now, like, that slippery slope of, well, that label is still going to benefit. Do I now not listen to every artist that label has? When you then you realize how interconnected all labels are, who's the parent company? Like, they're all related. So at this point, like, you're just going to stop listening to everything? It's just a weird slope. You're just making your own decision. Like, me, can't listen to it anymore. But if you could still rock out to Ignition, the original and the remix, hey, you do your thing.
It's just when that song comes on, I can do that with all of his other songs. It's just that song. But listen, I will say, we always knew this about R. Kelly. Like, everyone knew he married Aaliyah when she was 15. Like, we know.
And we've known this about Kanye for quite a bit. Like, you don't make a song about him being Jesus without him being, you know, like realizing.
You don't name your kids after references to Jesus.
He named his kid in references Northwest? To maps. So, same. So, yeah. But I don't know. I think ultimately this is just a fucking album. But you know what? What I don't fucking appreciate. Like, I'm personally going to take a stand right now. I'm not going to listen to a single fucking word of it. I didn't listen to like the last album, so it's like really not that big of a deal. But I'm saying, I'm not going to try. Like, whatever we can do to like not okay this shit, I think that's what needs to happen. There needs to be some sort of boycott. Because even if there's just bad jokes, this is not a good joke. This is serious. This shit is fucked up right now, guys. It's so fucked up. Why are we doing this? Why is he doing this to us?
I guess it's maybe also, it's also like, I think it's like maybe the pessimist in me too, because it's like, I hear you, Adam. I do. And I was like, oh, I could appreciate that stand. But he straight up told black people that we chose to be slaves and still has, you know, the benefit of having such a lucrative clothing line. It's like, it ends up being my thing. Like, how much power do I, one person have? Like, for me. Because I listen to Jesus is King just because, again, I'm a music head. I love music. I listen to everything at least once. But it was bad. It was bad. I guess I can't get over the fact that that album was really bad. You know what the worst part about it was? It was literally just everything that Scoopity Poop
was the worst part.
You know, I mean, Scoopity Poop. Like, if
he's just not going to stop.
Scoopity Poop. If his... What if the whole album was just that?
It might have been better. I'm going to be honest.
Scoopity Poop Poop.
If the whole album was that, then it would have been just that, an album with all of that. That's all that it would have been. But speaking of albums and speaking of 50 Cent earlier, do you guys remember in 2007 when Kanye and Curtis, 50 Cent Jackson, both released an album at the same day?
Yep.
Because that shit was so much fucking fun back then. And I'm just like thinking about it, about how much simpler life was. Because I remember thinking vividly, oh, which album am I going to buy?
Yeah. Right.
Man,
which album are you going to buy? Live?
I bought Graduation easily.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. In retrospect, it was a better choice. God, that Homecoming song with Chris Martin. Fuck, that shit slaps so hard.
That was a good album.
Good Life slaps. God damn, the whole album's so good. Man.
Well, I mean, I don't know. This is trash. It's just a trashy move. I think we're all kind of in agreement of that. It's just not a.
Oh. Also, before I forget, a quick shout out to that fucking Elon Musk tweet. That was very funny. That cyberpunk video game. So fucking funny.
I'll add it up there. Cyberpunk said. So this is how it started.
Cyberpunk's gonna be so good. I can't wait for Cyberpunk. Just thinking about that has made my day better.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Ed.
Wow. Whoa, dude. Wow. Speaking of they get better, let me get your name wrong. Speaking of day gets better, let me insult you by getting your name wrong.
It's going to be okay.
Oh, you've had a terrible day and you've tried to say it on the air and you're still here. Thanks for that. And now you're getting a better day. Oh, let me just ruin it. But yeah, continue, Adam.
So
how cool would it have been if you just said Steve again, which you just did, and then I just disconnected? How cool would that have been? Would that have been?
Yeah, just like you got kicked off the stream or something.
No, I quit the stream, not kicked off.
Why didn't you? You should do it then.
Anyways, let's finish the sentence.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, I was gonna say, what can we do to cheer you up, buddy?
Just call me Edward instead of Steve for starters. Just start there. Work our way up.
I know. What's going on, buddy? Are you okay?
He did say he was miffed in the beginning. He was fed up.
Miffed.
Listen, DJ Khaled, you keep commenting. I know you're a burner account. Like, just use your regular account, babe. Just use your regular account. I'm here if you want to talk to me. Listen, I'm open with my feelings. I said I was upset. I am. I'm not gonna hide it, but I'm also here and I'm participating and I'm about it. You know, I'm about it. There's a fly in here.
Okay.
That was right. A roller coaster.
Well, thanks for checking in there. Denzel, was there anything in particular in the news that you would kind of wanted to talk about this week? I know we talked a little bit about the Russell Simmons documentary. Which I found out I do have HBO Max, so we watched that.
How did you like it?
I watched a little bit of it because it was just like, it was really fucking intense.
It's heavy.
Anastasia, have you heard about this documentary at all?
This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
See?
And I will totally watch it.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Denzel, why don't you go ahead and talk? Let's take the floor because for this documentary a little bit.
Yeah, no. So just like you said, you hadn't heard about it. A lot of people haven't. It's just not. It hasn't gotten a lot of. I just don't think marketing behind it, but it's pretty much a documentary. It specifically goes through the experiences of in more depth three women, Drew Dixon, Salai Abrams, and then Jenny Lumet. They're all wonderful people in their specific crafts, but it details their experiences and how Russell Simmons sexually assaulted them. And there's also, I think, a total of 9 other women that also tell their stories. There's a Sherry Cher. She was a part of a rap group, a female rap group called Mercedes Ladies. There is, I think, Alexia Norton Jones. She's a writer. There's a Kelly Coltrane. She's a publicist and an author and a TV personality. There is a Tina Baker. It's a long list. Yeah, that right there is Drew Dixon. And it is heavy. It's really heavy. And it kind of gets into, like I said, it gets deeply into her story. But again, like I said, Salai Abrams and Jenny Lumet. And it just kind of details it. And it also highlights a very specific sort of feeling. I think that women in generally get the specific when it comes to Black women, that because this was done to them by a Black man, there becomes this thing that a lot of Black women have where it's like, what was done to me was wrong, but I don't want to bring down a Black man. Because, you know, you have this thing that's built into people and brainwashed that, you know, we don't have that many that are heralded and respected. And so we got to keep quiet when the ones that we do love do something fucked up, which is a entirely unfair feeling and like an emotion, and that gets put on said women and then everything else that comes with being sexually assaulted. Like you hear all of them give a similar story into how he did it. It was premeditated. There was always a thing or like some bait on a hook to get them to come back and do whatever, whether he knew this person loved music. Hey, I got a new demo. Or there's some photos for that. Like just the way he did it. And just to get away with it for decades because you're this heralded member in our community isn't right. And now you have a whole documentary come out, and because of everything going on, it doesn't really get the light that it should. Because if we're going to attack the R. Kellys, as we should, if we're going to attack the Bill Cosbys, there shouldn't be a story that comes out and we go, oh, no, well, we're not going to pay attention to this right now because Black men are getting killed in the street. Those are things that I see. Like I see these sorts of comments like Black men are getting killed in the street. We need to focus on this and then we'll pay attention to that later. Like, no, because you don't need to silence them. Pay attention to them and worry about Black people getting killed in the streets. Like it's not an impossibility to do either one, but it is a very heavy, like I said, documentary. Yeah, it's very heavy.
It was rough. Hey, look, there's my cat right there.
Hi, cat.
That's my cat.
I definitely want to watch it.
Hi, cat.
It's on HBO Max. So if you have,
or just HBO in general too, right? Like you could watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if if you have HBO, period, you should be able to watch it. If you have like the app, I think if you have HBO, you can also sign to HBO Max. You just need to sign into it with the TV provider that you have HBO with, or if you have your own account. Again, even if you have HBO through Hulu, you can sign into the HBO Max app with your Hulu information because, again, like I stated before, I couldn't find On the Record through Hulu. I had to actually download the HBO Max app and watch it that way. So just pro tips for anyone who might want to watch it and has any other means for it. So, but it is definitely be watching really good.
I think one of the issues also is that, you know, one of the most disrespected kind of people in this world are the Black women. Black women are not, they are very mistreated and not as important to a lot of, I do a true crime podcast and we talk about this a lot, you know, when crimes are done to them, it is not as publicized or important.
Well, you talked about Central Park 5. Did you happen to watch that Central Park documentary, Central Park 5, the Ken Burns one?
Yeah, I've watched everything on Central Park 5. It's insane to me.
It's truly just so sad, and all the stories behind it. But what I found very very kind of interesting during that time, there was also another during that time, you know, this for those of you who know the Central Park 5. It's a white woman was assaulted and brutally beaten in Central Park. 5 African American men were kind of
boys. Young
round boys. Boys, I should say, yes.
Yeah. Young course, teenage boys.
Young teenage children. One of them was prosecuted as an adult. So yeah, all of them went to juvie for like the maximum sentence for this. Yeah. But essentially they had no evidence, and you know, like essentially, yeah, it was just bad police work and it's just all messed up. But it was huge in New York, so huge that our president actually put a gigantic piece in the paper saying, give these people the death penalty, like these, you know, five young children, the death penalty. Yeah. It was so big in the news at that time. But at the same time, there was an African-American woman that was killed I don't want to say more brutally, but it was
she actually died
and yeah. was thrown off of a building and also assaulted before that happened. It was like one little tiny column at the same time. Yeah. So there is there really is truly, like you were saying, Anastasia, a gigantic discrepancy between the two. Like they just don't get that much coverage, especially at the time in that documentary. It does talk about like interracial crimes that's where it's like, you know, that's where it gets the most publicity.
And transgendered people of color. Like there was two murdered within the same time as Central Park Five happened. Two transgendered unsolved murders still to this day. That happened that week. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we, why don't we talk a little bit more about, you do have a podcast. What was it called again?
It's called Serial Killer, and it's at Pod Serial Killer if you want to check it out on social media.
But it's not the normal type of serial killer.
Oh, right? No, it is spelled like breakfast cereal because we pair breakfast cereal with true crime. Both of us, I'm a biracial woman, and my co-host is an LGBTQ, woman, and so we definitely have a very unique take. I often rage about the Black community's like injustices that are being done with it. So I'm just going to warn you right now. You can just look at my tweets and from Unsolved Mysteries and know that. Like, I'm just like, we pair breakfast cereal with true crime, and we talk about true crime. And lately we've been talking about a lot of the injustices that have been going on for years, but are now getting highlighted. I don't know. It's crazy. I've been trying to get it into my comedy too. I tell this joke because I'm so light skinned that like I had to be a very woke child very young, because if I threw a tantrum, then somebody would think that my this Black man was stealing me.
No.
I mean, it's 100% true, but like I try to make a comedy about it so that people can get awareness about like what it is like to be biracial and like have to protect the men and women in your family from this kind of stuff, because it is a daily occurrence. It is very new for so many people, but it is my whole life. I can tell you about the times I've seen my dad detained in front of me. Like I can tell you that. Like I can tell you about the talk we had when I was quite young about the first time I'm gonna see my dad detained. Like that is something we had a discussion about. Like, how are we gonna act? How are we allowed to act? What should we do? That kind of stuff is not like, it's new to everyone else, but it is not new to this community. It's sad, you know. But I'm trying to make it awareness through comedy. It's the way I try to do things. I'm like, it's funny, but it's also sad. You know, do you guys get the point? You know what I mean?
Get that though. Like, my family, I grew up like Hispanic. I don't look like it at all, but my grandfather essentially like didn't raise his kids to be Hispanic at all. Like they embraced their Portuguese side or like European side because he had four kids. He didn't teach any of them Spanish because he didn't want them to, didn't want the neighbors to see a bunch of Mexican kids speaking Spanish in the front yard and stuff. They didn't, that's just like what they, you know, there was that discussion and it was very much like a real thing. So as far as like making light of it, like how do you do that? Like you just try to be as truthful as possible in your stand?
Yeah, I think, I think I try to be as truthful as possible. I try to be as genuine as possible. I think growing up with some of the hardships that I've grown up with that many people have actually experienced themselves, I dealt with it by finding the funny in it. I mean, before we were on air, I talked about the time that I accidentally went to a neo-Nazi birthday party and they found out I was Black.
Can you?
It's the most ridiculous situation that anybody's ever been in, but yet I was in it, you know? And so I want to tell that story because I think it is A, hilarious because I'm here and I'm alive. and B, it's just like something that I don't think people think of, like me being quote unquote passable, which everyone thinks is a compliment, is not a compliment. That is rude. just rude. I wrote an article recently at LadySpikeMedia.com about things that you shouldn't say to your biracial friend, and that is one of them. It's like 100%. Don't talk
you're
about
passable,
like
right?
You're passable. You can pass. That's not a compliment. That's denying a whole half of me. You know, or like people will ask sometimes, like, can I see a picture of your father? Oh, okay, all right. Well, let me just take a picture of my father out so you can see how Black I am. It's so ridiculous.
You're getting it from the other side too, right? You're like getting it from
I can imagine.
Yeah, I get it a lot. And, you know, like, I got my DNA done because people were always like,
I did too. I just got it for my birthday.
It's so, like, but I was like, I should take this to auditions and be like, 44% African. You see it? You see it? I know you don't see it, but
listen,
you see it?
I'm trying to fill this. Yeah. Oh.
I was like, just give me a card.
My thing is, I grew up being called a wetback and Mexican slurs, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and then I'm just Jewish. So I don't like. I can't fit in no matter where I'm at. So, like, I'm the one Mexican kid in high school. So then I get all the racial slurs. But the second I try to embrace my culture, I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, you're like mostly Spanish though, right? Like your family's not from, you know. So that's
so silly what people say. And like I had so many kinds of nicknames from both sides, and some of it, like, I'm writing a one woman show where I'm gonna talk about a lot of the stuff, but I had a nickname in college from the Black boys in my class that they called me a PN, pleasure N-word. Because they considered me being so light skinned, they would be like, "You'd be in the house. You'd be a pleasure."
Oh wow! Wow!
And they would just call me that as I walked around. And they'd be like, "Hey, PN," and I'd be like, "Please stop talking to me forever." Oh, <God. laughs> you know what I mean? Like, don't ever talk to me again. But people think, you know, people are becoming aware. This is an age of awareness, which I am very happy we're here. But I will say there is part of me that's very bitter. I'm like, why didn't you listen to me before? I've been saying this for years. You know what I mean? I'm like, why are you listening now? But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you guys for being here and protesting. I do wish you came earlier. It's fine. I'll get over it in therapy. It's good.
It's
a lot.
It's a lot. Thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anywhere where we can hear that story of you going to the neo-Nazi party?
There is. I did on my YouTube, Anastasia TV, I did a storytelling show where I told it, but yeah, it was very interesting.
All right. Yeah. That
to just stumble and cry like,
Yeah, wow. It was really weird.
Can we get just like a little bit of that?
Well,
like,
I was maybe like 6 years old, and I, my
you
dad
were
was
six? Very, Isn't yeah, you I was were like, an adult? Like,
no,
you just
no.
were wandering around the woods, and you like walked yourself
no,
into
no.
a.
See, my
God.
Dad was a city official, so he wasn't very much like around, like to drop me off at things. So they didn't know I was Black, and so I was invited to this birthday party, and my dad was very paranoid about things. Maybe he should have been, whatever. But he was like, I'll pick you up in an hour and a half. He dropped me off. They just had this look on their face, and I had no idea why. But I didn't get to have cake. I didn't get to play games. They just sat me in the corner, and then they had words with my My mom, who's very slick at saying things right back to racists, she's very good at it. She gives you some zingers. Being a woman from New Orleans that married a black man, she knows how to give it back.
She's different.
She's different. She's so fast with it. She is so fast at it. Like, I remember when we moved into this house that I currently live in, they tried to get a petition to get us out. And they didn't know she lived there. So they gave her this, you know, the petition. They're like, do you know that there's some N-words living in blah, blah, blah? And she goes, oh, my God, I live there and I haven't seen one. And just walked off. Like, she's like the smoothest woman. But, yeah, so she has some very slick words with them. It was very interesting. But the full story is on Annotation TV. Yes. And
so everybody go check that out. Yeah. On the link, we'll put it in the listeners will put it in the comments. Before we end here, Amelia, we asked you to do something very special for us this week.
That's right.
She's so excited. Yeah, she's been recently beginning into horoscopes, and you apparently have all of our horoscopes for us for today.
I have the important ones that I thought were important.
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean?
You need to ask Anastasia, what's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't write that.
Apologize off the rip.
Every time I say I'm a Scorpio, they're like, oh, Scorpio. I'm like,
that was your Scorpio, but just because I didn't prepare it. I'm so. Okay.
Ingrid, Adam, and I would just be like, yeah, sure. That makes sense. Okay. What's the problem here?
Well, we talked about a little bit last week about your horoscope skills. So I would love to hear some of your readings for us.
Got it. So I know, Adam, you're a Cancer. So what I was looking at is that you are very emotional. You carry your emotions on your sleeve. And you should follow the live, laugh, love motto because you just feel everything all at once. It's kind of like as if the equivalent of the emotions that I'm talking about is if you were watching the ending of Toy Story 3 and Toy Story 4 at the exact same time. Like give a reference of that.
Toy Story 3 was that like happy at the end? Was that what that was?
It's what
Toy Story 4. No, Toy Story 3 was the sad one. 4 was the happy one at the end, right?
Yeah.
Or was it all sad?
Want it to be, Adam, because you're still crying at the end of the movie.
I haven't seen Toy Story 4, so I.
Oh, well, then, you know, fuck my horoscope, I guess.
No, have you? Oh, okay. Wait, are all of my readings based off Toy Story movies?
Well, you know, why don't we just move on to Edward then, I guess.
Sure. Okay.
So, Edward's a Virgo, for everyone who didn't know. He likes to observe a lot of things. I can see how inaccurate it is right now because he's going through a lot of stuff. So instead of observing, he's kind of just feeling things. Like how he said earlier, he's just in a vibe. What else? So you're like the neutralist of neutral. I don't know if you guys know like the reference of like the Dungeons and Dragons chart of like chaotic neutral and then like neutral. He's like neutral.
Like in the middle.
Exactly. So like he wouldn't even have an opinion on Tiger King, how neutral he is.
That's
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it's almost as if he's under pressure to watch it because everyone else is watching it, but maybe
he
wants to understand the references, but that's the thing. Super neutral.
Hey, Amelia, quick question. Yeah. Have you seen Tiger King?
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't seen Tiger King.
Do you feel like a lot of people tell you to go watch Tiger King?
I feel like if I want to understand the jokes, I would watch it.
Okay.
But I don't think... I don't think it's that important.
You could just get a snippet. Like, if somebody could just give a rundown for you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're good.
Right. Can I maybe pause real quick? I just want to say that, like, some of these horoscope readings seem to kind of more relate to you a little bit.
No, of course not.
I'm just saying, like, you said you watched Toy Story recently. You haven't seen... Tiger King, and you want to get the references. You just said that, so I just You know, I'm just saying, usually, okay, you're
right. This is from the stars, Adam. Okay. I can't make up stars.
You can't make up stars. I mean, okay. You're right.
Okay. I'm going to go into Steve. Shout out to Steve. He's a Capricorn, and he needs to find things that matters most to him. He needs to find it, and he just really needs to, like, resignate the need of it and then just toss it away. Don't even worry about it. It's like if you find out that you've been saying penne pasta wrong, and you've been saying it, like, penny, but it's actually penne pasta. But yeah, I mean, so you're just going to take that and just throw it away. Don't even worry about it.
Literally talked about this on the show before. You say those words wrong. I know. We've talked about this on the show before.
Because it's pronounced penne.
It's penne. Penne.
It's pronounced penne. You know what? I'm just going to throw it away.
Let's see. Move
past? Denzel. Yeah. And Danny, because you guys are also Pisces.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what I found out is that you, let's see, you need to take the thing. The most important thing that you need to take away is you need to figure out what's your next step. You need to really resonate with what's the next thing that you're going to do. And you just kind of like Edward, you need to see how things play out and see how, like, kind of observe it from afar at first. Mm. And then be sure if you want to stay, if you want to insert yourself into the situation, almost like as if you're almost witnessing, like, a road rage type of, like, situation near a target. And then, like, you need to, like, park from, like, way off to the side to make sure everyone's okay. And then when you realize, like, it was just a really bad altercation with, like, a charger and, like, some minivan, and then you just kind of, like, let everything just stay put.
That was really detailed there at the end. Like, is that, like, a personal story that you just...
You know, it actually happened to me, and I know I have a Virgo sign somewhere too, so, like, I just, you know, had to...
You have a Virgo sign somewhere?
Like, yeah, and one of my planets. I didn't, like, really have my chart with me.
Like in like a drawer or something?
Give it back.
In a treasure box?
Don't take it with you.
Give it
away.
Okay, Amelia, I don't believe in any of the horoscope stuff, like, at all.
Of course, yeah.
I gotta say, some of this seems to be just, like, usually when reading horoscope, it's kind of just, like, very general kind of examples of, like, oh, yes, you'll talk to a friend today that you haven't heard from a while. But, like, specifically talking about, like, an altercation regarding a minivan.
And a charger.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, the charger just sped up in front of the minivan, blocked it, kind of like how you're blocking the interactions that you're trying to have within. Yeah. And then it's just a back and forth of blocking where you're trying to go.
But Amelia,
so you need to, like, take a step back and observe, kind of like astral project, and just really look down and figure out, do I want to pass this guy? Do I want to, you know, flip him off because he cut me off? Like, should I even get a charger? You know, like, really, really think about those things.
You should. I think you should.
I'm going to say a lot of your horoscopes just seem to kind of center around you. I know that.
I don't see that at all.
You don't see that? Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Maybe it's just me. But anyways, well, thank you so much for the research there, Amelia. I really appreciate that.
Groundbreaking.
I will definitely make sure to not mix my Toy Stories, I guess. We're coming to the end of the show. We're about to wrap up here. Anastasia Washington, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How many White Claws did you finish your White Claw?
I did finish my White Claw and one La Croix, so I'm on,
Very cool.
I know. You're supposed to say La Croix, right? I don't know.
I don't know. That's like the way you said it, La Croix.
Lacroix sounds better, to be honest. So where can we find you? What would you like to plug?
Well, you can find me at Target on Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding. You can find me at Anastasia. You can't. I won't be there. At Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV if you want to hear weird stories about me, like times I go to neo-Nazi birthday parties. You can find all that there.
Awesome. And then you have Pod Serial Killer, and then yeah. you as we mentioned before, you were also doing the Burbank Comedy Comedy Festival, which yes. I just want so if we go to these links, this links in the description and on the feed right now, you can buy tickets for it. Is it over? What, how's that work?
Yeah. So it's going to be virtual, obviously, with all that's going on. And soon, the lineups will start going out, and they'll be announcing it all. So that'll be the best place to find it, or, on their social media, which I think is at Burbank Com Fest.
Cool. Sounds awesome.
Menacing, I think.
Well, thank you so much for doing this show.
Well, thank you so much
for talking and drinking your La Croix with us.
La Croix.
Amelia Gonzalez, is there anything you would like to plug?
Just my Instagram, Goddess by Amelia. You can follow me there. I try to be a social justice warrior on there as well. Yeah, that's basically it.
Cool. Ed, how can what would you like to plug today, bud?
I want to plug Jorge Masvidal signing the contract. He's going to fight a UFC on Fight Island July 11th. I hope he wins the belt. Shout out Jorge, I love you, man. Shout out to Edward J. Rosales on Instagram and Twitter. If you're not following me now, you probably won't get a chance. I'm going to deactivate them all soon.
No, don't deactivate them. Your shit's fire, dude. Don't do that.
It's gotta go. It's poison.
Denzel, what would you like to plug?
So like every week. Well, first off, if anybody is wants to watch that On the Record documentary, that's what it's called. On the Record. It's on HBO. HBO Max.
Yeah, tweet.
Check it out.
Suavemente. He'll give you his login for it.
Don't go that far.
I mean, we'll talk. We'll talk. Well, it just, I don't want to set the expectation that everyone's going to get it, but there's some of you that will, there's some of you that won't. But for those of you that do.
You don't want to get him banned from HBO Max.
Yeah, no, it was also just like, you're also sending a bunch of people to my DMs to have their hearts broken because I have no problem telling someone no. But at the same time,
yeah, but you a heartbreaker, though. You a heartbreaker, ain't nothing new.
I mean, man,
that ain't nothing new to you.
I try to forever be a toxic individual every day.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so
proud. Master P.
Listen, if a black woman supports it, you know I'm on the right path.
about it.
Well, Denzel, thank you so much for being joining the show and coming with us today. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
Of course, thank you. As always, you can go follow us at Go Finger Guns on all the social medias. You know, thank you so much for watching. We're here every week. We have a Patreon. It's in the comments. You know what, everybody out there, we didn't talk about it so much on the 4th of July, but you know, everybody, please be safe. You know, cases are on the rise. It would just be great if everybody, let's just get this fucking over with. Let's go home. I want to go hug my friends. I want to go see my family. Let's do this. Speaking of seeing friends, we're going to close the show with a very special pre-taped interview with Mr. Danny Carpenter himself. Him and I sat down. We chatted about what he's been up to, what's going on. You know, it's really, really great. So go ahead and check it out and follow Danny Carpenter on all the social medias. But anyways, this has been Finger Guns Comedy. Here's Mr. Danny Carpenter. You have been doing some video game stuff recently.
Yeah.
On 2K. Well, because you haven't been able to hang out with any of your friends.
Yeah.
You were telling me you do something very special on those games.
Yeah, I create all my friends, but you phrased that like this is this is a quarantine activity. This is something that I've been doing for decades at this point. What I do is I get a video game, a sports video game, and before I've played a game of it, I sit down and I dedicate anywhere from 3 days to a week creating my closest friends. Sometimes I'll put us all on the same team, but sometimes if I'm feeling particularly popular that year, then if I put us all on the same team, then the team is too good and we win a championship immediately. So they'll kind of sprinkle us throughout the league. That's how I do it.
That makes me feel really good. Actually, mm-hmm. Your friends make a championship level team.
You won a World Series with me on the Chicago White Sox last year in MLB The Show 2019. Yeah.
You said it takes about 2 or so weeks for you to do this.
Yeah.
When you open the box.
First thing I do is I go in, I create Danny Carpenter. I spend sometimes 3 hours tinkering with the face, making a face that looks like mine. I get a face that looks exactly like mine. And then I think about things like, this is me if I were a professional athlete. So it wouldn't look exactly like me because, you know, what sort of socioeconomic differences happened in my childhood that allowed me. Yeah, like, you know, it's possible, you know, you just think about it like, what if my dad had played catch with me more?
Exactly.
My dad would, you know, play catch with me more like I would ask him to.
Okay.
And how good of a pitcher could I have been?
And then,
what I do from there is I thin my face out a little bit and I make myself a little bit taller and a little more muscular. And then I hit start, Danny Carpenter, he's finished. I put him on whatever team, you know, whatever, the Oakland A's, Golden State Warriors.
That's designing you.
Yes.
At what point do you get to design your friends?
But what I do in NBA 2K, I create a player and I add them because in NBA 2K, you can download draft classes. So I'll download, say, the 2020 draft class, you know, and I'll slot my best friend, Edward Rosales, and I'll slot him in and I'll make him about a second round pick. I'll make him like a second round pick because
why
he's in
first,
you know, usually he's from a state school, but like, and I'll be like doing the storyline in my head. I'll be like, okay, they made like an Elite Eight run, but like even then people are still sleeping on my guy, Edward, and I'll make him a second. They're sleeping on him. You know,
now, are you also doing like backstories on your friends too? Cause you know, obviously,
what do you mean?
Are you also going back and seeing like, oh, maybe if he got encouraged to play, basketball that 1 year.
Basically, it's like, what if Edward was 6 feet tall and, you know, had a quick first step? What if he was the Latinx Allen Iverson? You know, I mean, that's already how he plays on the pickup courts, but what if he was just a little bit taller?
That's how he is, know? just in general. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sorry we haven't been able to hang out that much.
Well, that's all I've been doing. I've just been working and I've just been playing video games. I've been creating my friends and just playing video games 24/7, 365, thinking about my dad, thinking about shooting hoops.
No, we
shooting hoops with my dad.
Well,
shooting hoops was my mom. She couldn't even catch, she couldn't even grab the boards for me. Ball would roll out and I'd have to go grab it.
I mean, I don't want you to spiral or anything right now, Danny. You seem like you're in a really good place. Danny, it's okay. Hey, Danny, it's fine. Danny, listen.
All I do is sit around and play video games like a fucking fat fuck.
Danny, you have a beautiful house. I love you, Danny. I miss you. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
All right.
I'm going to go play FIFA, which is soccer.
Well, thanks again, Danny, for checking in. We'll get you in. We'll see you next time, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Because I'm tender and I break easily like a Vaz water bottle. And much like the water inside that water bottle, I'm essential, but no one consumes me enough.
Finger guns comedy.
Hi, Carol from LA here. We rescued Sadie from a local shelter. With an Embark dog DNA test, we found out she's mostly border collie. She's a much happier dog since we started agility training. I recommend Embark to any dog owner. You can test for 350 breeds and 190 genetic health conditions. Get the highest rated dog DNA test at EmbarkVet.com. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use the exclusive promo code DNA to get $64 off an Embark breed and health kit.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that?
In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.